This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Praise Yahweh. Pull up an easy chair, get your book, your Bible, and get your understanding opened up tonight with the scriptures. We're going into the book of Nahum. We are going to start in the first chapter, and we're going to start at the sixth verse, chapter 1, verse 6. So you go there while I'll make this important announcement. I was just noticing the calendar, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 23rd of May, and we're moving right along here. And we're on the countdown until Saturday night. Now, tomorrow night, we'll end our radio broadcast on the truth for the week. And then we will be off to Andrews, North Carolina, for the beginning of 8 glorious days of Passover. We're going to be keeping the second Passover. So make your plans to join us. Many people are already on the way from North Dakota, from Montana, and from Ohio, and from Michigan. Got calls in already on the way. Praise Yahweh. So, and it's a nice and mild here in the mountains. Praise Yahweh. Wonderful time to celebrate. And that's what we're going to be doing. So you make your plans to attend the festival there. And if you'd like information on the Passover, on how to get to the Passover in Andrews, North Carolina, to find us where we're at. It's very simple. You can call Dr. Jack at 828-321-1010, or you can call Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can call area code 828-321-5533. That's Pastor Jim. And we will be glad to give you directional information on how to join us in fellowship there for 8 days. Now, if you can attend the first meeting, which is on Saturday night, the 25th, old-fashioned foot washing, we got the boys will be in there with the bluegrass picking and grinning for Yahweh, praise Yahweh, praising Him on the stringed instruments, dancing and singing in celebration. Then, preparation, we will be in the 26th, we will be in the 14th day of the month according to the moon cycle. And then, at the going down of the sun on the 26th, of course, it will begin the full moon, the 15th day of the month. And there's when we will enjoy a meal of lamb and bitter herbs, a salad. And we will just start our festival of unleavened bread for the next 7 days. And we'll be enjoying it. There will be teaching every day by different speakers that will be meeting at Peggy's Cafe on the corner of First and Locust. So if you want to come to Andrews, just come to First and Locust. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrews has got, let's say, one, two, maybe three red lights there. So it's a small country town nestled in the mountains. It's a mountain town, small and very laid back. And so you'll enjoy a vacation in the Smoky Mountains with us on the Passover assembly, and you might learn something about the truth. There'll be preachers and teachers. There's going to be health seminars. Dr. Gary will be presenting the health lectures along with Dr. Jack. And Pastor Jim will be delivering festival messages for the fellowship of the tabernacle. We're going to have a old-fashioned under-the-tent meeting. It's just beautiful. There'll be people camping out in the campgrounds there at Andrews, North Carolina. Just a beautiful time to come and join us. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going into the message tonight, and we're going to continue with the tares, the wheat, and the chaff. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to speak specifically tonight about chaff. You know, the Bible said he's coming with a fan in his hand, and the chaff is going to be blown off the wheat. Now, what is just what is the chaff? It is different from the tares. Tares cannot be blown off as it doth a chaff. So then, what is the difference between the tares and the chaff? Both of them are unacceptable to Almighty Yahweh. He's not going to accept them in, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes, that they have closed, least at any time, they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I would heal them. These are a sick, anemic people that have golden opportunity, if you will, or they have the grace extended to them. He said, all day long I have held forth my hand to a gainsaying and disobedient people. Well, to them seeing that they see not, and to them that hear that they hear not. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the chaff that we're going to talk about tonight in the third of the segment of the message, tares, wheat, and chaff. We are adding the third dimension here of a people that most people dare not to talk about. And Pastor Buddy dares to go by that because there are some of the Aryan race of Jacob Israel that will be disqualified for numerous reasons, meaning that they are lukewarm for number one. That means that they are apathetic to the fire of the burning of the gospel. They don't want to do anything for the furtherance of the gospel. You know, I've met some incredible people in the last year. These men have given their fortunes. They have turned over large amounts of money to sponsor this truth all over the earth. And they're still doing it convinced that we are in the last days. They're putting their money to the money changer. Remember that man that was qualified, that went and received his talents, meaning that he became capable or energized to go out and win souls. And the Bible said, he that wins souls is wise. How many people have you baptized into the divine name in the last year? Count up. Well, Pastor Betty, I baptized nobody. You know, I watched about 6,000 hours of TV, and yeah, and I know what's going on in the world, glory to God. I know who won the Super Bowl, and I know who won the NBA, or I know who's leading in the score of the baseball games. I can tell you every coach that's been fired this year, glory to God. But I don't know anything about the fundamentals of the teachings of the inheritance of the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, Israel is in a bad, sick, anemic state. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things that you see and have not seen, and to hear those things which you hear, but have not heard them. So then, you got an opportunity. Now, he that's received the seed into stony places, where we left off yesterday, last night, the same is he that heareth the word with anon and joy, and he receives it, and yet he hath no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation, oh my, you mean, Pastor Buddy, I'm going to have tribulation, persecution, you mean, they ain't going to rag me, Pastor Buddy, that's right, you shall be hated, according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, you shall be hated of all men, or all nations, for my name's sake. Now, what's his name? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for the few, not the many. Now, the many are on the broad way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go thereon. But we're looking for those on the narrow way, for straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. He that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and cures this world and deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful, bring those wicked servants who would not that I should rule over them and slay them before me. My, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's going to be turned out of the kingdom. Now, he that heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart, and these are the ones that receive the seed by the wayside. You know, they're just a waste. When the wind blows, they go that way. When the dinner served, they run over to that church. When they hear these beautiful singers, ladies and gentlemen, they sing like canaries, and they play, but I'm going to tell you, singing is good, but it won't take you to heaven. You've got to obey your way into heaven, and the people said, you have not because you ask not. When you ask miss. You ain't going to get nothing from the man to keep his covenants and the divine principles, as it says in the book of chapter 1, verse 6. Who indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? Poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down, making vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and obey not his punish. If you are a true blue Israelite and you haven't heard the word of the Lord, try to tear down more than you build up, you're going to have gate. Verse 7, this is the key. This is my text tonight, by the way. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Now, what in the day of trouble and I'll deliver you? And you shall glorify me, saith he. Here is the difference between the wheat, the tares, and the chaff. Only the wheat is the justifiables, because the child received it not, believed it not, baptized not, repented not, the truth, any way, form, or fashion. They wanted the fashions of the world, and that's right with the Sunday go-to-meeting crowd. Down in the bell box, multicultural preacher lied to them about miscegenating. It's okay. Ordained homosexuals in the church. And in the church, we're just one big happy family. God, hell, God knows them. And the Bible said God knows them that are his. And all that are mine will come to me. And those that come to me, but those that do come to me, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hearing the knock of the gospel by Pastor Buddy, and you're closing the door to your undersected Lot's wife, you lower fashion, they wanted the fashions of the world and the things of the world and the traditions of the world that sets right with the Sunday go-to-meeting crowd. Down in the bell box, listening to the politically correct multicultural preacher lie to them about miscegenating. It's okay. It's okay to ordain homosexuals in the church and have homosexual lesbian marriages in the church. We're just one big happy family. God loves everybody. That's a lie right out of hell. God knows them that trust in him. Now the Bible said God knows them that are his. All mine, all that are mine will come to me. And those that come to me, it didn't say that everyone would come, see? But those that do come to me, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man open, there's a lot of people that are hearing the knock of the gospel by Pastor Buddy, and you're closing the door to your understanding, and you won't walk in, and you're like Lot's wife. You look back towards Sodom, the carnal depths of your mind, the Sodom of your mind, the corruption of your flesh mind, and you go back, and the Bible says he that puts his hands to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious walk with God here. We're not talking about fiddling on the roof while Rome burns. Today's the day of salvation. If you don't get it today, there ain't going to be no tomorrow for you. You ever notice tomorrow never comes? Did you ever notice that you can't go back into the past? And most people are living in the past or hoping for the future. Both of those is stupid and ignorant. The Bible said, take no thought for tomorrow. And it's evident you can't change the past. It's already underwater under the bridge, and the Bible said you'll give an account for it. So then we've got to all answer to God for our past. And the only hope we got is the now. It is the now crowd, the now bunch, the precious now few that'll find time to do those things which are pleasing. For he said, why call me Yahweh and do not the things that I say to do? You say, Pastor Buddy, you just do rough on us and, you know, we'll have to go somewhere where they're not as rough. Well, go to hell. Who cares? Hell's full of unbelievers. Hell is full of these so-calls. Hell is full of the chaff that I'm talking about. And hell has enlarged her borders to receive you. So fill up your measure and go straight to hell with all nations that forget God and won't obey his commandments. Let me ask you a question, as is stated in the book of Revelations. Who is Satan mad at? Who did he come to make war with? The remnant. Just a few now. Of them that love God and keep his commandments. That's what it said. Are you one of those, or do you put everything back under the law and justify your tradition of today, things that you can't read? You know, if it was read it or hang them, they'd all be swinging. Most of them preachers. I get entirely teed off about this matter because these evil ones shall receive the greater damnation because they know they're lying. They're full of lies. That's what they do. That's what they're called for. And the Bible said they will lie good enough to deceive the very elect. They'll have you wandering around in Babylon if you're not very careful. I know I wandered around there for 30 years blind to the obvious truths that I now see. But for the grace of God, I would be as they. Now then, God's grace has entitled me to preach the gospel, to be instant in season, to reprove and to rebuke and to shout it on the housetop, come out of her, my people. And when I call for the people to come out and to return to the old bath, they are so traditionized or conditionized or so pettinized. Oh yeah, they're a bunch of preacher's pets. Let me show you verse 15. Remember, God said, I know them that trust in me. God said again, I know them that trust in me. Now, does he know them that trust in him? How does he know them? He knows them by their fruit. You know a tree by its fruit. Now, I know it's Sabbath, but I'm sleepy today. I've got to go to work. Man's got to make a living. Glory, God. You know, that's what they do. Oh, you say, well, are you going to attend the festival and the feast this year? No, but I'm saving up to go. We're going to take the children and go to Disneyland. You're going to get dizzy after a while. And you're going to be in a land of Nod. You're going to be in a land of affliction. You're going to be in a land of trouble. You're going to be in a land of Sodom and Gomorrah. You're going to be as it was in the days of Noah. You're going to be beaten on the door and it closed to you. You're going to be like those of the tares bundled up and burned in the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, the church shall rage in the streets. Well, look at the major cities and the thoroughfares and the interstates crammed packed full on the holidays. Boy, when Christmas comes, we got to go to mamas and daddies. It's the children returning for Christmas. They're coming in for Christmas. What are you having? What are you serving? Oh, it's Jesus' birthday. We're going to have a ham. Oh, my heavens, ladies and gentlemen. Learn not the way of a heathen. You say, what? Learn not the way of the heathen? Behold, upon the mountains of the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, O Israel, and keep the solemn feast. Perform your vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through you. Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to be in that kingdom gathering where that they will be fellowshipping in the feast? If you haven't done it down here, forget it up there. If you haven't kept the Sabbath down here, you won't want to go up there. They keep them up there. Do you want to acquaint yourself with what goes on in heaven as a pattern of the things that they do that you must do? Pastor Buddy, and I am not going to compromise with anybody, anywhere, at any time, with the conditions of the Scriptures. There shall be not any of the wicked pass through. And the Bible says there is a way and no unclean thing. If you ain't washed, sanctified in the name of Yahweh and justified in his name, you can forget the walking and the talking. Because you're just sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And you say, well, but ladies and gentlemen, you do not. Now, we're looking for doers. I ain't interested in your sympathetic ear to tickle it with the gospel. Oh, God loves everybody. God hates everybody that won't obey him. David said through his precepts, I can understand and therefore I hate every false way. God hates the wicked. God hates the evildoers. Let me give you some examples here, ladies and gentlemen. Notice here in Leviticus 18 and 2. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you do not. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, you shall not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances and learn the ways of the heathen. Oh, Pastor Buddy, you're against Easter Sunday. You know, Easter egg hunts, and you know, the little children, I'm not going to let them listen to you, glory to God, because it would destroy their little faith. They're so tender-hearted. Your little children are burned right in hell with everything else that denies the Word of God. What do you think, that God has got respect of persons? Don't you know that you are held responsible to bring up your child or your children in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it? If you can't give them the Word of God, what in the world do you teach them?
Well, we've got a Sunday school quarterly. It tells about